This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 28.
Welcome to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3. I'm your host, Zainab Hamdi, and this is the Productive Muslim Ramadan Heart Detox Challenge. So now we're on day 28 of Ramadan. We have about 2 or 3 days left. And this month has absolutely flown by. If you feel like this hasn't been your best Ramadan, you've still got another 2-3 days to make up for it. You've still got chance to leave this month better than when you came into it. So make sure you don't give up hope. Your article for the day is 12 super sunnahs that we should really begin to follow. So this article basically has 12 tips from the sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that we should begin to implement within our lives. And they're quite easy ones. But there were three that really stuck out to me that I think, especially as a productive Muslim, you really need to implement into your life. The first one being sleeping and waking up early. The morning has so much barakah in it, and I don't think we realize how much we can possibly get done. You know, we always frequently complain, we're so busy, we have to do this, we have to do that, and we don't find enough hours in the day. If you woke up 1 hour earlier, you probably would have enough hours in those days, but we just choose not to. You know, whenever we have the opportunity to sleep in, it's the best day ever. Time to wake up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and do absolutely nothing. The Prophet ﷺ used to sleep early at night and then used to wake up late to pray and then return to his bed. The general lifestyle of someone today is stay up on your phone until about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, sharing things on social media, on WhatsApp or whatever, sleep really late, and then if you have to go to work or school, you're forced to wake up early in a very unpleasant way, and if you don't have anything, sleep in for as much as you possibly can. There isn't barakah in this. Honestly, I don't think people realize that if you set your alarm even just half an hour earlier or 1 hour earlier and you just incorporate something else into your life, like for example, you say, I'm going to wake up 20 minutes earlier just so that I can include more Quran. Or you tell yourself, do you know what? I keep sleeping late because I don't get off my phone, because I keep staying on WhatsApp talking to people. No, you set yourself a limit that, you know what? After this particular time, I'm turning off my phone, I'm putting it away, I don't need to do anything. Set your alarm as well, don't use that as an excuse. I do that all the time. I'm like, oh wait, I need to check my phone again because I need to set my alarm. Set your alarm earlier in the day. And I promise you'll end up finding that all the hours that you need are actually there. It's just a case of you prioritizing what is more important. And I remember one time one of our editors at Productive Muslim was saying that she felt that she didn't have a lot of time and not enough hours in the day. And what one of our other editors advised her to do was to read Quran. That when you find that you are lacking time, read Quran, because that time spent reading Quran it's not time wasted. There's so much barakah in that time that all you can possibly do is get reward for it. And it's really something that we should try and take up in our lives. So that was the first super sunnah that I thought was definitely something that we needed to do. The second super sunnah that I thought definitely is something that we should do is maintaining the 1/3 rule in eating. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that a human being fills no worse vessel than his stomach. It is sufficient for a human being to eat a few mouthfuls of food to eat his spine straight. But if he must fill it, then 1/3 food, 1/3 for drink, 1/3 for air. This hadith, to be honest, I do think it can be quite difficult to implement. I remember complaining to my friend about first world problems. My first world problem being in the fact that I had so much choice of food to eat that I didn't know what to do. And this month during Ramadan has been particularly difficult because, you know, I have a 5-hour window to eat. And there's so much that I want to eat, but there's no possible way that I can. I get too full up so quickly and I'll end up overeating and then feeling sick afterwards. But overeating is not a quality that we should have, okay? Neither is under-eating. But in order to function, we need to make sure that we have balance. We need to make sure that after we're eating, you know, when we're like, oh, I feel so tired, I feel so bloated, I feel like I can't move. We should not be eating to that extent, you know? Alhamdulillah, we can eat enough that we'll get by and we don't need to overeat and stuff ourselves. You know, sometimes we think to ourselves, oh, if I don't eat enough, I'm going to get hungry later on. No, alhamdulillah, you will be fine. But if you do eat more, you will end up feeling quite sick afterwards. So make sure you have a nutritious, balanced meal that suppresses your hunger and doesn't leave you feeling really tired and bloated at the end of it. The next super sunnah that I thought that we should definitely follow is speaking good or remaining silent. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that whoever believes in Allah and the last day should talk a good word or remain silent. So something that was quite funny, actually, this happened to me yesterday. We were repainting our house, and my mum is very... When it comes to cleaning, my mum doesn't cut any corners, okay? So we were cleaning together because we were repainting and the house is pretty messy. And she kept telling me off. She was like, oh, you're not doing it properly. You need to do this. You need to do that. And at one point I said to her, like, Mama, you know there's a hadith that says, you know, whoever believes in Allah on the last day, you should say a kind word or you should not speak. And then she looked at me and she said, you know, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also said that after obeying him, you must treat your parents with ihsan. You must treat them kindly. I was like, yeah. But you know as well in the Quran, you know Luqman and Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam, do you know how they were so affectionate to their children? You know, Ya Bunay, oh my child. You see the affectionate and love that they address their children with. And she looked at me and she said, when you become like Yusuf alayhi salam or the son of Luqman alayhi salam, I will call you Ya Bunayati as well. Don't worry. When that day happens, I will do the same thing. So unrelated to that was, yes, this idea of speaking good or keeping silent. This is something that actually, honestly, if you follow this hadith, it will change so much in your life. Because half the time we find ourselves speaking about things that don't concern us. So what is this person doing? What is that person doing? What have they been up to? Sometimes we find that, on this point, actually, I remember someone actually said to me the other day. So Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu, when he was about 10 years old, his mum bought him and said to the Prophet to take him as like a servant in the house. And so Anas ibn Malik stayed there for 10 years. And he said that in those 10 years, the Prophet, peace be upon him, never said to him, why didn't you do this? Why did you do it like that? He didn't criticize him for the work that we did. Again, emphasizing this hadith, that you know sometimes when you feel like something hasn't been done to your standard, and you criticize and criticize and criticize, there's no point doing it. Like honestly, when you apply this hadith, it ends up reducing the time and energy that you spent contemplating over really irrelevant matters, okay? That could be spent on something beneficial. Honestly, you can end up doing dhikr of Allah, you can recite Quran, or you can start saying things that bring people closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather than making them feel bad about themselves. So, these are the super sunnahs out of the 10 that I thought were definitely really good to use. Read this and let me know what you guys think of the article. The rest of your tasks for the day are, you are going to listen to an Islamic lecture. It can be anything you want. There's no restriction on it. You have plenty available online. It could be Productive Muslim. It could be from YouTube. But just focus on something that within these last 3 days of Ramadan is really going to inspire you. And then you're also going to send a message to that friend who you've been meaning to catch up with for a long time. I don't mean the friend that you spoke to like 2 days ago or 3 days ago. I mean that friend who you were supposed to send them an email or like send them a text message 2 months ago and you have not spoken to them for ages. And now that Eid is coming up, it's very nice to drop them a nice message. Assalamu alaikum, how have you been? What have you been up to? Let them know a bit what you've been doing. And just show spontaneous love and affection. So inshallah you guys have a wonderful day, and I will be with you for tomorrow and the day after for our last 2 days of Ramadan inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey everyone, this is Mifra here. Now just before you hit the pause button, I want to let you know something. We are having a giveaway this Ramadan to win the Productive Muslim audiobook along with a free 1-year subscription to the Productive Muslim Academy. So this is the same academy that gives you access to the Ramadan course and all other great courses to help you be super productive. Now, the exciting thing about this giveaway is that the more you share it with your family and friends, the more entries you'll have to win this prize pack. So check it out by heading over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. That is productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. Thank you for listening and have a great day.